He knows the future because He's written it. All the choices are His, certainly the choice of salvation for lost, dead, blind sinners. And again, I say what John said, we love Him because, say it, He first loved us. Father, what a joy it is to celebrate the glories of this immense doctrine. It's not just about You sovereignly determining our salvation. It's about You being sovereign and determining everything. This is just one component, but how rich it is to understand this. You do what You do for Your glory. We don't question You. We would never, ever have a thought that You might be unjust or unloving, but You are God, and we cannot plumb Your knowledge. We can't go as deep as Your wisdom. Your ways are past finding out. They are unsearchable. And we're content to leave Your decisions with You for Your own glory. But we do know that even with this wondrous doctrine of sovereign election, You also have said, whosoever will may come, and him that comes to Me, I'll not turn away. We don't understand the secret decree. We don't understand history until it unfolds. We don't have that ability. But we do know that the gospel has come to us and that we have been told to believe. And for some of us, the Spirit of God is moving in our hearts, and we need to be obedient and respond in faith, knowing that You will hear and You will save all who come to You. We thank You for that promise. We don't need to worry about the things we can't understand. We just need to respond to the gospel. And if we don't, as mysterious as it is, Your Word says it's our fault, it's our responsibility, it's our guilt, it's our rejection, it's our unbelief that will doom us. How that fits with Your sovereign will and glory is for us perhaps in eternity to understand, but for now, to cry out to You for mercy and salvation while we can. We thank You, Lord, for the grace that has come